This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's begin today with presidential politics and a new WBUR poll. And this question: could the presidential election come down to a choice between Bernie Sanders, the progressive from Vermont, and Donald Trump, the blunt-talking Republican businessman?
Many mainstream political observers will tell you that's not likely, but the new WBUR poll is just the latest to find Senator Bernie Sanders ahead of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton among likely Democratic voters in New Hampshire, which, of course, is home to the first-in-the-nation presidential primary.
And among the Republicans, who will be debating tonight, Donald Trump is still on top in New Hampshire with 22%, but Ben Carson has been gaining support and now trails Trump by just 4 points within the poll's margin of error.
So it seems, at this point anyway, that the political outsiders are popular. Joining us to talk about this is pollster Steve Cazella of Mass Inc., which conducted the poll for WBUR. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So let's start with a Democratic poll, which was just released this afternoon. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tops Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire. What stands out there?
Yes, we found him with drawing 35% support compared to Hillary Clinton's 31% support. So a very close race, but not the first poll to find Sanders in the lead. The last five polls that have been conducted on the Democratic race in New Hampshire have all found Sanders ahead by at least a little bit. Hmm. What's interesting about the structure of the race at the moment is that voters supporting each candidate are looking for different things. So voters see Bernie Sanders as understanding everyday people, honest, trustworthy, et cetera, whereas they see Hillary Clinton with the right experience and possibly able to win the general election. So two really very different sets of things that voters see in each candidate.
So, you know, he's been campaigning in New Hampshire and he's had this message of being not just a candidate, but a message of talking to regular Americans, of talking about income inequality. Is this message resonating in New Hampshire? Is this the thing?
It appears to be. It appears to be. We asked the question whether or not voters think each candidate, quote, understands the needs of everyday people. And Bernie Sanders did quite well on that, much better, or at least somewhat better than Hillary Clinton did. So that message does appear to be getting through.
And if we go to the Republican side, Donald Trump still leading with 22%, but followed closely by Dr. Ben Carson. What did you find out about Trump's support here?
Yes, Donald Trump up a bit smaller of a margin than other polls have shown recently, that at least in New Hampshire. There have been a number of polls recently in other states around the country and national polls that have appeared to show a tightening race for the first time in a while, where Donald Trump looks like he may actually have real competition. The interesting thing on this side is what voters are looking for on the Republican side. It's not someone with experience. It's not even a true conservative, which is a bit unusual for the Republican side. Instead, it's someone who speaks their mind and that voters think can, quote, bring real change to Washington. They're looking for a change agent.
And this is not just New Hampshire. This is something that we're seeing nationally as well.
Right. The top three support getters in this and many other polls have no elected experience whatsoever. They're literally outsiders. So Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, and Donald Trump, not a day of elected experience between the three of them.
Hmm. Steve Cazella of Mass Inc., thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
You can find a link to his poll at our website, radioboston.org.
And let's turn now for some analysis of all this to Bill Curry. He's a former Democratic candidate for governor of Connecticut, a former advisor to President Clinton. He's now a political columnist at Salon.com. And good to have you back on the program, Bill.
Great to be with you, Anthony.
So let's talk about what you make of the Democrats first. The latest WBUR poll, which we've been hearing about, consistent with a bunch of recent polls that finds Bernie Sanders running ahead of Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire. What explains this in your view?
Well, first of all credit to Bernie Sanders that he is the rare politician who stood his ground and waited for the people to come to him. And you might say that this race is his reward. There isn't any question that on the things that Democratic voters care about most, and on a number of things that I think all voters care about most right now, he is closer than Clinton to that pulse. And I'll just say quickly, one, in no particular order, one is the falling fortunes of the middle class and the rise of an oligarchy that seems to wield as much political as economic power. Hillary seems often to be a living avatar of that system. Bernie is clearly a rebel against it. A second, particularly for Democrats and increasingly for all voters, is climate change. Bill McKibben, the great climate change leader, appeared with Bernie at his announcement in Burlington. And both Hillary and Bill Clinton have been slow on this issue. And what I think is the sleeper issue of the year is the integrity of the government itself. This government has grown odious even in the eyes of patriots. And again, the sort of whole pay-to-play politics model, which if the Clintons didn't invent, they certainly helped perfect.
Mm. Well, Bill, let's listen to a bit of...
Now I think very much stands in her way and favors him.
Right, and I want to ask you a little bit about Hillary Clinton. But first, let's listen to Bernie Sanders. Here he is last month in Littleton, New Hampshire, at the Opera House.
This campaign is not about Bernie Sanders. It is not about Hillary Clinton. It's not about Donald Trump or Jeb Bush or anybody else. This campaign is about you and hundreds of millions of Americans.
So, Bill, conventional wisdom would say Sanders won't have the money or organization beyond Iowa and New Hampshire. And in fact, nationwide, the most recent polls show Hillary Clinton still ahead of Sanders. But how big a problem is this for Hillary Clinton right now, in your view?
You know, I think it's a bigger problem than most pollsters make it out to be. I kind of see pollsters as sort of seeing eye dogs for blind politicians. When a poll tells you one thing and your own eyes tell you something else, you know, go with your own eyes and your own gut. When I was writing in January that Hillary was in trouble, people said, oh, she's up by 60. And then in March, she was up by 40, and now they say she's up by 20. And the real problem here is that she's out of step, that she really is running the same race she ran in 2008, and that she's very much out of step with the moment. If, in fact, she loses both Iowa and New Hampshire to a 73-year-old socialist from Vermont, I think that that no poll today captures the kind of alarms that would be set off both among party leaders and within the public. Everything you see in the states that follow those two big opening battles will change overnight. How much? No one can say. I certainly can't. But suffice it to say, a great deal.
All right. Well, I want to talk to you about the Republicans. It's been all about Donald Trump, but suddenly here comes Ben Carson. According to our poll, he's within the margin of error, about 4 points behind Trump. Two political outsiders, as Steve Cazella and Deb Becker, were the point they were making. The Republicans have a history of sooner or later settling on an establishment candidate, someone like a John McCain or George W. Bush or his father before him. Is something else taking shape this time around?
Well, every 4 years, we Democrats pray that the Republicans will actually nominate one of their outliers. And as you just said, it always seems for a few months as if they were. And then at the end, you get Mitt Romney. And my guess is that even though the party drifts a little further each time and we don't know for sure, that'll happen in the end. I just think New Hampshire is going to be as interesting as it has ever been this year. If Hillary were to lose to Bernie Sanders, and if Trump were to lose to Ben Carson, I mean, he has become the front runner that she was, the seemingly prohibitive a guy who can bigfoot anybody else in the field. If after all that hype, he loses to the self-effacing Ben Carson in New Hampshire, I think that's even worse news for him. Trump has so many profound defects on a personal level, I think. I hesitate to speak this way of anyone in public life, but I think it's the real story of the guy. And his defects are so profound that in the end, I don't think he can be nominated. If he loses to Ben Carson in New Hampshire, the end will just come a lot sooner.
Hmm. Still, he poses an interesting problem for the candidates, the other Republicans, and I'm thinking about the debate tonight and the other sort of more mainstream Republicans trying to figure out what to do about the Trump phenomenon. Ignore him, antagonize him, try to set him off a little bit so he'll self-destruct. So put yourself in the role of an advisor to someone like Jeb Bush at tonight's Republican debate. What do you do to get to Trump?
Well, let me just say, I might want to be advising someone other than Jeb. I'm not sure he can pull this off, even though he may be their strongest candidate that they have in their stable. But I think the main thing is, and it kind of goes back to this question of Trump's extraordinarily combative and defensive and hypersensitive, some might say narcissistic, personality. Any person, if you've seen the debates and the public events so far, any person who criticizes even a bit of policy of his, the response is so enraged on his part. And if I were going there tonight, frankly, I would go right after his reputation as a business person. The fact of the matter is that he was born a billionaire. His father owned between 14,000 and 27,000 units of New York housing. I've done the numbers. If he'd done nothing but wait and paid off the mortgages, he'd be worth more now than he is. And so the whole idea that we should elect him because he's been such a fine businessman is really false. I think if you began to prick away at that even a little bit, that there's a very good chance that he would implode. Apart from that, my advice to all the candidates is simply to demonstrate that they are knowledgeable adults and that we need one to run the country.
Well, there's a good concluding point from Bill Curry. He's the former advisor, a former advisor to Bill Clinton, a political columnist now at Salon.com. Bill Curry, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Anthony.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker with Anthony Brooks, and this is Radio Boston.